Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Thomas McClary, the founder of the Commodores, and I'm hanging with the teddy bear in the comfort zone.
Just a little bit, of course, with the Stylistics, led by Russell Tompkins Jr. here in the zone of LOTL Radio, my goodness. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Alexandria. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get her new EP, The Black Rose, available on Spotify. But as we turn the page, my goodness, the teddy bears had a Jones, yeah, Major Love Jones, for this incredibly talented woman, the first lady, yes, the first lady of the Bay. New album, Queen of the West, 15th album, celebrating 30 years, not 28, not 24, 30 years in the game. Lord have mercy. New movie, Don't Get Caught Up. And of course, her book, Boss Up Baby. Yes, Lord. The legendary Sugar T. Lord have mercy. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Sugar T, my queen. Lord have mercy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I see you are always busy. Did you have time? How did you find time to get in the studio?
I'm forced to. I know that's a good, you know, I don't spend a lot of time here like I used to. I just kind of do it in between stuff, and then when it's time to go in there, we get straight to the point. You know,
my
most of
goodness.
Like, let's get in the studio, let's hang out. I'm like, look, send me the song, let me write to my leisure. And I come in there, and then we're gonna get down to the wire.
Oh my goodness!
Gotta save my energy for the real stuff.
I understand. You know what? You have been a very busy young lady. I mean, you have so many things on your plate. My goodness! I mean, first and foremost, congratulations on the new EP. The EP is fantastic, and also the new video, Sky's the Limit. And I purchased your book, Boss Up. I did that maybe a couple of months ago. Incredible book. But also what I really want to applaud you for is the, as far as the PUSH network, the autism. And I just, there's so many things to be thankful for, but I've talked enough. Tell us, I mean, my love, can you believe this is your 15th album?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the support and the love. And I didn't realize that I made all these albums until this year. And I said, wait a minute. Oh, my God, I have all these different albums. Sometimes I put them up. Sometimes I take them out. Sometimes I focus on one. Sometimes I, you know, I just write it just to have it because I can. And it's like, you know what? Let me go ahead and let me release all of them in one time, you know, and all genres. To explain my whole 15-year walk, because it's all music from all different times of my life, and, you know, not just hip-hop and the, you know, platinum and gold hits that they heard, you know, through myself and through the group, but, you know, also some that haven't been heard. So that was my whole point, and to be able to remind people that, hey, I'm still around.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, without question. Talk to us about the PUSH Network, about autism, because I know that's very near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I have an organization that I started where we basically, you know, have a selection of female empowerment, some services, some projects, different types of interests and parts of the movement, which come in a variety from music to stages to, you know, coaching to consulting to just any type of support that can empower women and females more so in male-dominated industries. So it stands for Professional United Sisterhood. And just, you know, trying to build a presence to support the ladies. I used to work with the ladies more in a capacity of, you know, from young moms to women in prison and women who got out of prison and to younger girls, but I just put it all of my work into one organization and offer those services from that standpoint. So that's it in a nutshell. If people want to learn more about it, they can go to pushnetwork.org, and we're putting some projects together as we speak, some stages for females. So if any young ladies, rhythm and rap, poetry, or any style of music, you know, we're welcoming them to, you know, to come and be a part of some of the different things that are going on and learn more. So if they go to the website, pushnetwork.org, and register, they can. And then, of course, when it comes down to the autism proportion of it, we have a few different layers that we work in different capacities and different forms of support. So currently there will be a project that will be supporting the autism cause that will be presented shortly. And, of course, just from day to day, you know, I adopt them, the mothers, and do different things to support their move and, you know, launching to be more visible so that we can acquire more support for them. But right now we focus on their wellness, and we do referral and referral services, and we raise funds with all of my products and services are donated to support a proportion of the autism movement.
I'm so happy that you've taken time to bring that and share that with us, for the simple fact because it seems as though that we live in a society that every time, every time they think something is wrong with a child, the first thing they want to do, they want to put a pill. Let's give them a pill for this. Let's give them a pill for that. Instead of understanding exactly what's going on and educating everyone as far as what autism is. So I truly appreciate you taking time and doing so. For you, I can't believe it's been 30 years. My goodness. And you still look 21, my love. You still look gorgeous. So that's definitely... Yes, Lord. You still look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Can you believe it's been that long? And from that, also, how has the game changed as far as from the business aspect of the music industry? How has it changed since when you began and where you're at today?
Well, you know, being coached, as an executive in our record label and Stick With The Records by my brothers, you know, E40 and D-Shot and my cousin Be Legit. Just coming into it, you know, I was mentored, you know, by them and taught to, to run the machine and understand the machine at that time, which was, you know, starting 30 years ago. But through the years, I think it kind of transitioned somewhere in the middle, around 2000, I think about 2000 and maybe 5, I've seen a shift in the internet. You know, started landing itself and being more visible. And I think that there that new technology, the new media, started being a vehicle that others can use to kind of build a gimmick or a brand, a gimmick basically, or a delusion or something, and then that built them a brand. And then from that brand, they were able to, you know, to move whatever tools or whatever products or services or message that they were trying to convey, which is, it's a great thing for those who, you know, utilize it and can do it in a healthy manner and in a way that could deliver, you know, once the brand is built, you know, and that has, you know, some balance when that happens, because it could be such a quick situation where you can crash and burn, you know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, you can fulfill the things that you try to do, but at the end of the day, it may become a very miserable walk for you because you move so fast into it. You didn't really get a chance to massage and really get the balance necessary to maintain it in a healthy manner. But in a positive note, you know, it's a more work easy, you know, system, but sometimes for a talent like me in a record company, you know, and us that have been around in the same era in that first generation of females in hip hop, as well as males, you can be mistaken for not being as relevant because you're less present using those tools. And not because you don't know those tools are there, but we built such an organic audience, and we were taught from the gate to show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? We walked and you seen us. We got on foot and we built, you know, we built our label and made a gold album happen without no radio play and without no new media at all, you know, so you have to touch people and you have to show up and you have to deliver. And it made you, you know, much more stronger. And it's kind of like a second nature to you to rock a mic, to rock a stage, to write a song, to, you know, it's like a part of you. But, and you, you know, we reached so many people. And then when you're not as present in front of the media, like these new talent or artists and females, especially, I focus on female because I'm a female. The new talent, you know, they end up, you know, getting a hold, the person gets a hold of being able to brand them through different mediums, whether, you know, television show, whether online, through the different, and there's so many ways you can manipulate that look, you know, online, you know, numbers and just everything. When we evaluate it and compare it to them, it becomes a little more challenging and unfair to us, because then we could be considered to not be as relevant or as, you know, able to bring forth an audience, because they could make it a lot easier by, you know, running the numbers and using the artists that's on social media heavy, their network. You know, they know they could reach people quicker and make it easier, and they like to, you know, go a much easier route sometimes, or sometimes they won't even give you a chance to even be seen. So you kind of have to have backups, and that's the difference, is you couldn't just be a record label. You got to actually, you know, have more around you, unless you know the machine. And then when you insert, you know, the right elements in the machine, the old and the new media, then, you know, you have to be prepared to take that and make sure that it turns into, you know, what you need it to, and not just, you know, moving, paying into it and you're not getting anything back from it. So it's a little different, you know, more of a fight. You got to prove yourself all the time, you know, got to always have on eyelashes, you know. It's just, it's a lot different.
You know what? I want to touch on, not at all. I just want to touch on something that you said that really stuck to me when you said being relevant. And to me, I find that very interesting, because we both 21, so we can both speak on this. To me, it was a greater gratification when you were out there and you were hustling to move a product, because you wanted to make sure that everybody was made aware of the product that you had. And during that time, the only thing that was around as far as social media was what? MySpace and Black Planet. That was it. So everything that you did, it came organic. Now here we are. Now you have social media, and as you just said, you have people who can get on Instagram and build a brand through Instagram and sell millions of units, and next thing you know, a label will pick them up and sign them immediately. And I'm not knocking, I'm not hating. You do what you do, but my thing is, it's just something special by really putting that work in and really getting out there and making things happen. I mean, it's incredible, because my thing is, baby, because everything that you've ever put out, oh, the teddy bear's bought it. Yes, Lord. Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know,
Lord.
The beauty of it, Mr. Teddy, you know the time. It's like, it cracks me up with the movement, how they do things, because it's really interesting, you know, we talk about yesterday and then today, you know, because it's okay. I think it's okay if they're, you know, if they want to do that, they want to pick up, you know, make it easier way, work hard, you know, smart and not hard, by grabbing these, you know, social media, you know, or I call them hype branded, you know, and manufactured, you know, talents. And it's not a problem with that. And, you know, but it's just, sometimes I think it's bad when it's instigated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they instigate one more than the other, that's where it becomes bad. And then they allow these newcomers that got a quick, easy route that maybe didn't get a chance to appreciate it, you know, they come in the game thinking they're going to smash, you know, and now they're the queen, you know, now they're deemed to be. And see, we never all called each other's queens and who wasn't and all that. We just was in the game. It wasn't at the time no competition. I never looked at it as competition. I'm like, you on your coast, I'm on my coast. We ladies, we doing our thing. You know, I'm sick of these guys. I grew up with five brothers, and I'm the only girl of one of the group. And, you know, then I end up working with them, and I'm like, I'm so happy to see girls. Hey, ladies.
Right.
Hey. You know? I'm sick of them, you know. So, and I'm sure they were sick of me sometime, you know. So, you know, it's like to see them instigate us against each other, and then these new ones coming in, it creates a system where us that here before, that, you know, we could become thirsty and territorial and not share with each other. So now you got us separated, you know. So you got the youngsters coming up in the game, they got the quick lick,
in, you know, maybe a bigger or quicker or better break for that time frame. The question is, will they last? You know, will it be long term? Will it be that they only have to target kids? Will they get tired of targeting kids? Because at one point, you know, the more mature people, they know different and they know more and they want more eventually than
yeah.
just the same message all the time. You know, that same message could just be so boring, you know, but, you know, and so what do you call it? It's not growth. It's not your growth, you know, of your mentality, you know. So the sad part is when they do that, it just makes it messy, you know, when the instigators start taking one and making them the queen, you know, saying to the world, that's their vision now. They're the queens. They've taken over. So the newbies, the new younger generation that just met them, you know, they tend to, you know, it makes it harder for the history to be presented of where the women who paved the way, who's still active, who's still pumping. But some of us just so happen to maybe have children, you know what I mean? Some of us are grandmothers. I'm a grandmother, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my
you know?
Goodness.
Some
really?
Of us enjoy. Yeah, some of us are running businesses, you know. Some of us
yeah.
do other stuff too, you know. And some of us ain't trying to sit in front of the A-list like that. We're okay with where we at. And, you know we can activate it if we need to go bigger. We can activate it in a bigger fashion. But we do it where we're still working, cause, and we are still working. So it just makes it kind of challenging sometimes, because then you got to kind of figure out the political places that you can still circulate, or you have to create your own, you know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've always been impressed with you collectively as a group, as the clique, is that you guys had a vision early on. It was bigger than music. It was about running different businesses, to being an entrepreneur. And I'm looking at each individual where you've spread your wings and running different businesses. You knew ahead of time it was more than just music. And what do you do with someone that approaches you that wants to get into the game? What are some of the words of wisdom that you lay down to them and say, hey, this is what you need to do to become successful in this industry? Think outside the box.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the main things that I would say is don't just do this. Don't just do
right.
music, because that can make you become extremely vulnerable. And extremely, you know, you could possibly make some choices that are not always the best choices for you because of desperation. and it's good to use all your gifts and talents, and there's so many of them that where music could still be a part of your movement, but, you know, use them all. So that's the first thing. And the good thing is I have courses, and that's why I wrote the Boss Up book. That's why I wrote that entrepreneurship book, because, it definitely empowers people to explore it, you know, and definitely could do nothing but add to your music movement. And so, you know, boss up, baby, be about your business, you know, using your God-given talents to explore entrepreneurship, make more money, and replace barriers. It can replace barriers, because the music business is a dependent business. If people don't, if you don't interview me, I won't be heard unless I have to create my own vehicle to be heard, you know. And you have knowledge is power, so the second thing is I would tell them to get some knowledge, because then if you end up in a position and you did get some assistance or some networking opportunities with people in the business, you know, whether you have a great song or, you know, an okay song, you know, if somebody don't want to play you or don't want to deal with you or don't want to present you, you have your own vehicle, you know, to present your own self, you know what I mean? You know, and then, you know, three, I would tell them that, you know, be sure that it's your calling, because just because you could do something good don't mean it might necessarily be your calling. And you could be working on something that you do decent or you like or you think it's okay, and it might be garbage, really, because I've had plenty of people give me music. And I had to literally, like, stop coaching, because I'm like, look, I'm just telling you the truth. Don't quit your day job,
right.
you know. And I try to be and I try to be nice with it. And I'll even go as far to say, you know, like, let's try to see if we can find a sound that fits your voice. But it's like, that hurts your feelings. You know what I mean? That hurts their feelings. And it's like, I'm just being real with you. Don't waste your time. You know, do other stuff too. I'm not saying don't do this, but the reality is this might not be your calling, and it's perfectly okay, because there's many other things you could do. Make jingles and
voiceovers. I mean, there's a variety of things you can still do with your voice. It doesn't necessarily have to be because you want to be famous and seen, because that's what I've noticed. That's what it seemed like. People just want to, you know, do something, you know, different and unique and be seen and be famous, or, you know, get money, you know, a lot of money, which is fine, but you might not get a lot of money doing that, you know, because
yeah.
at one point you could only hide behind the, you know, the tunes for so long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's my, you know, those are the three main things that I would say, you know. And then, of course, the last thing would be respect the game. You know, respect the people that came before you. I don't even fool with people if they are not respectful to me, you know, because we've got a mentality now for some reason of if you don't look big, you know, then, you know, people tend to underrate you or underestimate what you can offer them. And that's pretty sad, because some people would rather follow the facade and a lie than somebody that's humble and that's open and that's clear, you know, and don't mind sharing but might not, you know, look the part. It's just good to stay open, you know, and respect everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's it. That's what I say.
You know, it's,
and then we'll go into the other stuff. You got
yeah.
the money? How much money you got? How much you got to put into this? You want me to help you? Well, we got to arrange something, because I paid my way.
There you
okay?
go.
Okay? Mind,
go.
Body, spirit, and soul. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be ready for that, too.
Man. Well, we got you, my love. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to lay down some of that East Bay funk and give it to him. From the new EP, of course, Queen of the West, the new hit single from that EP, and also on video. Yes, you can see the incredible Miss Sugar T. Yes, Lord. 3D live and direct on video with Sky's the Limit here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
The sky. Is the limit. The sky is the limit. Oh, yeah.
I'm the baddest chick, the first lady of the clique. Paved the way for these rap chicks. You can get it wet while I come to get the check. Smiling through your hood, smashing through your set. Turns out cause you burnt out. You think you own the money, but you really played out. I'm thicker than a snicker, natural born star. I'm on the case like a porno store. Or you can get the finger, but not between the legs. Operation Savage got you on edge. I'm from the bay where the ladies pop they bra. Cut from a crop where you would never get it raw. Sick with it. You know what it do, Vallejo all day. Ooh, 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 ooh. Boss ladies, pop your bras. Straight jack will make them think I'm hella raw.
Sky's the limit, ain't nothing that I can't do.
It's all good, I got get back. Bet that, the sky's the limit, I'm chosen. Respect to the queen, she already rolled in. On the money, like a dollar bill. Bomb.com and I still keep it real. They got me worked up, now I'm coming for the steal. I'm not a burglar, but I'm coming for the kill. Twerked up while you burnt up. My game's so tight, I ain't gotta give it up. Why turn down when the lights still up? Now I'm on one, cause you got me woke up. You got the drama, but I come to close the deal. You can act funny, but the dudes know the real. Top notch, yeah, everything real. Can't get the kitty if you can't pay the bill.
Sky's the limit, ain't nothing that I can't do. Sky's the limit,
nothing that I can't do.
Sky's the limit, ain't nothing that I can't do. Sky's the limit,
nothing that I can't do.
Why you burnt up? My game so tight, I ain't gotta give it up. Why turn down when the lights still up? Now I'm on one, cause you got me.
the incredible Sugar T, of course, from her new EP, The Queen, Miss Laura, the Queen of the West, available as we speak via iTunes, and also be feeling a little bit more adventurous. You can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by her official website at www.sugartea.com. My queen, I had an opportunity to check out the new movie, Don't Get Caught Up. And my goodness, you definitely, the camera loves you. The camera definitely loves you. I got to ask, have you thought about dipping your toe a little bit more as far as doing more acting?
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, definitely. I've done the Brian Hooks. I got one on Stars right now with Brian Hooks. It's called Malibuti. So that's the regular one that they tend to play through the years and keep playing, only because I see royalty checks from it, so I know they still playing it. And so they've been playing that through the years. You know, and of course, you know, I dipped into our movie Obstacles that was shot a while ago, and that stayed on BET for a very long time. And
right.
Definitely. And I just did another movie called 16 Bars last year, too. So that'll be, you know, set up for release shortly. And then, of course, the MTV Lyricist Lounge show, and I did that whole season. That was a great experience. So definitely, I do plays, you know, sometime, and I wrote a few of them, and I also wrote a couple of movies. So eventually, I'm going to produce some, you know, a couple of movies. I have a couple of different really good movies I think that people will really enjoy, and I'm of course going to be one of the main actresses in it. So when I answer your question, yes, I continue to use my acting skills and production skills, and I do some hosting and a little bit of producing, you know, when it comes down to that world too.
I'm gonna tell you something. While I got a chance, and I don't want to forget, I listened to your CD, A Taste of Sugar, and my love vocally, my goodness, you bringing it. Yes, Lord, you are definitely.
Thank you.
You are definitely. Hey, one single on there that I fell in love with, Making Me
Which
Sick.
One?
I said, Making Me
Ooh.
Sick, my love. Yes, Lord.
I'm so happy you like that one. That, I love it. I'm so happy you like it because I have a rhythm and rap fusion, soul fusion show, and I've been pushing that, and that's one of the songs I put, you know, in the show to make sure because I got the song on my new album, Ghetto Survive. That's the same, you know, feeling from it. So I said, let me go ahead and flip them both together. I'm so happy you like it. What you like about that song, Mr. Teddy Bear?
I don't like, my love. I love. What I love about the entire concept is that people have an opportunity to hear what you can do vocally. Because people get caught up in this one genre and they want to put you in the box where all she can do is rap. And I'm like, wait a minute. She has a voice. She can sing. And I'm like, all right. All right, intelligent, captivating, can rap, and Lord have mercy, she can sing. Yes, Lord, I'm here.
Wow, thank you. You know, that's why I decided
man.
To go ahead and release all of them at once. I said, you know, I'm going to release all 15 at one time, and, you know, my goal is to just I want people to get out the box and not let people just box us, you know, in, because it seemed like, you know, you kind of beat up a little bit when everybody follows a trend, and then that trend, they just stick there, and you're supposed to just stay in that box like that. And it's like, you know, I'm releasing everything. You know, either they like me or they don't, because at the end of the day, this is what I can offer, and I think they should be able to enjoy all sides of a person. If you're watching to entertain, you know, you should be able to enjoy all of the entertainment and the pieces that we offer as entertainers. So they can find all 15 and the current one, Queen of the West, on iTunes. They're all digital release. The full out 15 will be digital released at the middle part of July. But right now you can definitely get the Queen of the West, which is the current one, and you can hear on YouTube, my YouTube channel. You can subscribe to it, and you can you can hear the 15 album currently, and have a chance to experience the Taste of Sugar, which is all the pieces of me. Gospel,
yes,
jazz, R&B, blues, rhythm, soul, and rap.
Yes, Lord. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my love. Again, first and foremost, this is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. The Teddy Bear has nothing but the utmost love and respect for you. Like I've told close friends of mine, I said, you know what? I've had a Jones for this woman for over 20 years. From the first time I stepped foot in the Bay Area and seen you guys before, I said, but I couldn't get near you, babe, because they had too much security and it looked like 40 and your other brother was going to do some damage if I tried to approach you. So I said, I said, it's too many brothers around. I'm not trying to get beat down up here in the Bay Area. So let me just kind of lean back to the side a little bit and just kind of chill. But you still have it. And whatever you need, please don't hesitate to let us know. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I look forward to continuing to deliver good content to help keep the flow of the movement of the females in the game. And thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And remember, family, again, be sure, stop by the official website. That's at www.sugartcourse.com. Also,
yes.
The Push Network.
My Instagram.
That's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and she's on Instagram too. Yes, love.
Yeah, you can definitely come to my social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's all at Sugar T, SUGA-T, or at Sugar T, Sugar-T. And come follow me.
Yes, Lord.
Vegas on the 29th. If anybody's in Vegas,
okay.
On the 29th of June, performing with Chubb Rock and Adina Howard and a few other gentlemen in our era, rocking the stage. And you know, really excited about it. So you can find it on my Instagram, the flyer, as well. For June 29th, but again, go to my Instagram, Sugar-P, and you can get it and get all the info.
That's the block party, family. That's on Friday, June 29th. Going to have Case, Big Daddy Kane, Chubb Rock, of course, Adina Howard, and the one and only Sugar T. Yes, Lord. Go to Ticketmaster to get your tickets. So it is written, so it shall be done. You make sure you bring your love. When you get a chance, you bring your lovely self down here to Houston so we can have you in the studio, okay?
I'm on my way. You about to book a show out there, okay?
I will definitely do that. I'll make it happen.
Let's get it done. All right, I appreciate you, and thank you so much for the time.
God bless, my love. Stay sweet, okay?
Thank you. Blessings to you.
All right. The legendary Sugar T. Yes, Lord. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. We're going to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got some bills. The Teddy Bear must pay. Yeah. No finance. No romance. No romance. In the zone of LOTO Radio.
If you're riding for your city, boss up. If you want a paper chase, boss up. If you're a hustler on the go, boss up. You put your pockets on the floor, boss up. Money, I'm on a paper chase. In spite of the obstacles that I face. Give me 10 feet, I'm taking my space.
Got me murdering the mag, just the running, got me in the booty on 49. So over the place. Yup. When they creeping on you, gotta pick up the pace. If they creeping on you, then put them away. If your game is tight, you might get a taste. Am I hating on you? Nope. Don't. Should I do the fool? Yep. Yep. Did I give it away? Nope. Did he pay the play? Yep. Yep. I'm holding it down. I'm doing for my city. But Leo, winning G's, who with me? You sneezing, I'm a cold ego. I'm a female version of a beast. I'm so bad, I never was tired. I'm kicking the real. They call me Zaya. I'm on the road, who wants some more? Sit down. What are you doing? Toe to toe.
Can't be positive alone.
Stephen Simmons, Alone, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the Queen, yes, Lord, the Queen of the West, Sugar D. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her 15th, my goodness, 15th album, Queen of the West, available on iTunes, Spotify, and also at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.sugartea.com. And also, for those who would like an opportunity to see her perform live, you're going to get an opportunity to do so on June the 29th, on Friday, in Vegas. Yeah, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Lord have mercy. She'll be performing in Welcome. Yeah, Welcome to Las Vegas Block Party featuring Case, Big Daddy Kane, Chubb Rock, Adina Howard, of course, yours truly, Sugar T. Again, that's on June the 29th in Las Vegas. Be sure to go to Ticketmaster to purchase your tickets, and also stop by Amazon.com to purchase her new book, Boss Up Baby. Yes, Lord. Available on Amazon.com, and also Push Her Network Autism. Go to pushnetworking.org. That's pushnetworking.org, or push network, excuse me, push www.thestylistnetwork.org. And the telephone number is 888-436-0574. My goodness. And also her latest movie, of course, Don't Get Caught Up. You can actually go to the Google Play Movies section, type in Don't Get Caught Up, you'll be able to see the movie. It was just released not too long ago. Actually, right at the beginning part of June, I believe. I want to say June the 6th. But type in Don't Get Caught Up. Her brother E-40's in it. Snoop Dogg is in there. Her brother D-Shot actually produced the movie. So be sure to go check that out. But more importantly, again, be sure to purchase that new EP, Queen of the West. Definitely available. So many things to get into, so many things to talk about. But first and foremost, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out. All the negativity, Teddy Bear greatly appreciates your time. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But you know the Teddy Bear forgives you. You didn't have an opportunity to listen to the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered at each and every angle. Hey, you can stop by the Google Play Store. All you have to do is type in LOTL, The Zone, the same thing for TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We got you covered. And oh, yeah, we're also on Podbean. So when you type in LOTL, The Zone, we got you covered. So it is written, so it shall be done. And to get all the latest updates, stop by, follow us, support us. The thing you need to do, this grassroots movement of music. Yeah, substance. You can get your with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL radio. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/LOTL radio, The Zone. And last but certainly not least, you can follow us on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL radio. The Zone. Oh, and how foolish of me. You can also catch up with Sugar T. Yes, Lord, do so. She's also on Instagram, too. That's at Sugar. Let me make sure I'm doing this correctly. That's Sugar_. Yeah, Sugar period. T at Instagram. So that's at Instagram.com/SugarT. Yeah, or Sugar_T. My goodness, you got it. Just, hey, you know what? I'll simplify it for you. When you go to our official website, you'll see the Instagram icon. Hey, let your fingers just kind of tiptoe around it just a little bit, and it'll take you directly to our Instagram website. Lord have mercy. Even for me, my goodness, boy, I'm telling you, so many social media, right? So many social media websites. But you know what? It's a beautiful thing. It's a positive thing. Again, I want to thank all the many people tuning in. Without you, there's no Teddy Bear and definitely no Zone. And remember, the websites that I gave you, that pertinent information that I provided for you, just make sure you check us out so you can get all the latest updates. I want everyone to have a fantabulous weekend. Love one another. Appreciate one another. Never wait too long to tell someone how you feel. And as in closing, as in always, yes, Lord. Keep it soulful here in the Zone of LOTL Radio.